sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. And I have Mark Carr with me this morning. And Mark is a buyer's agent on my team. And we're going to talk about buyers. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
Mark and I visited a lot this morning already on the way here, right?
We have.
Okay. We are going to talk a little bit about how we work with buyers today. So, how do you find buyers to start with, Mark?
So buyers come in from a couple different avenues. One of the main avenues that buyers come in from is they call about one of the listings that we have. Somebody sees a sign that we have in front of the yard, sees that Becky Ivins Real Estate Team is listing this property, and they call about the property. And during that conversation about that particular property, we start to find out that they have a need for a home. And we would then hopefully we'll set up a time to meet with them and to go over the whole buying process and really take care of that client.
So you, if someone calls on a current listing we have, is one way you get hold of a buyer.
Right.
What are other ways that buyers find us?
One of the other ways that people come in is through our website. They are searching and find our website, and by going on, you can get all the latest homes, and through that process, they discover a home that fits them, and we begin to have that conversation.
Okay, so our website is BeckyIvins.com, and I always say that I could only afford one vowel, so I used it twice in my last name, right? I-V-I-N-S, BeckyIvins.com.
Yeah.
And why would our website be preferable? So there's a lot of websites.
There's a lot of websites out there. Here's what happens is not all real estate websites are the same. Not all websites have the same purpose or have what's really important is current information. There's other really big websites. For example, one starts with a Z. I won't say what it is, but
well, Zillow has, yeah. And a lot of people shop on Zillow.
They do.
They're getting old information on Zillow.
Right. And I've had this call, Becky, several times. People go, we really like this house over there. Zillow says it's for sale when it's not.
No, it may have closed 2 years ago.
Right. Or it's just something that's out there. They say, hey, contact the owner, make an offer. That's actually something they say. It's not on the market. The people aren't selling. It's just a... it's a snare. They have little snares trying to bring people in without really serving people.
And that's their business.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
You know, it's not that they're
that's
doing
how they
anything
get paid.
Wrong.
Right.
But when you go to BeckyIvins.com, you're able to search through the Multilist system.
Right.
It's a live link.
Right. In our website constantly updates with new listings, constantly updates with the latest information, and also takes off information that's no longer relevant. That's just as critical as having new information.
Well, and that's the IDX, Internet Data Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's actually the Multilist you're seeing.
Yeah.
It's not something that I have scraped off of Multilist. You actually, there's a portal in there.
Right.
So you get current information, not even 15 minutes later, it is current.
Right.
Okay. So that's good. Buyers like that, right?
Yes. And it's really easy to keep track of, like, you can click on the heart and kind of save what your favorites are.
So which one you love, it has a little...
Yeah. Has a little heart.
You can favorite them. Yeah. Okay. Say, I like that one, I like that one.
Right.
So you have your own little... website within our website.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it keeps track.
How do they find us if they don't happen to know our website and if they haven't happened to come by a sign?
So, I mean, one of the big parts that I love is when people say, well, we've listened to the radio program, and they call in, or they send us a text, or they send us an email. You know, that I'm amazed at the number of people who have listened to this show.
Well, we've been on a long time.
Yeah.
We're the longest running real estate focused talk show in Oklahoma. So, because we've been doing this a long time and people do listen to the show, and I appreciate that. So thank you, listeners, for listening to us this morning. But one of our other main sources, in fact, our primary source right now for people calling us, is online reviews.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, well, because we always ask, how did you happen to find us?
Right.
Because we track our spending on advertising. We track where these buyers are coming from. Because when we list a home, it's our job to find buyers. Right?
Yes.
So, online reviews. And or they'll just say the internet. And you know, when I look at my online reviews, and I do read every single one of them, I just kind of want to have a little group hug with all my clients, because there's very few that just say, oh, they were awesome. No, they go into detail about how we communicate constantly. We keep them up to date on the process. We're patient when we show. We don't try to push you into buying anything, because we realize that our industry, even though they call us real estate salespeople, we're in the service industry.
Right. Yes. And we talk about that as a team over and over again.
Yeah.
That we provide services for our clients.
Right. And, I mean, we just provide the service of letting you into the homes that you might be interested in purchasing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they might find us online.
Mm-hmm.
How else do people hear about us? A lot of people say, well, I heard Sean Hannity talking about you, right?
Right, yeah.
And Sean Hannity is, I did not, you know, I went to New York a couple weeks ago, did not get to see Sean while I was there, and that was a disappointment. But I did see Barbara Corcoran. And Barbara Corcoran, real estate mogul that she is, endorses my team, and my team's the only one she will endorse in central Oklahoma.
You know, this last week I was out and we just started a conversation with someone in line and got to, you know, work for Becky Ivins' real estate team. And I said, oh, Becky Ivins, Barbara Corcoran commercials. That was their phrase.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, does she really know Barbara?
Well,
and I said, yes, she really does.
Yeah, I used to talk to Barbara about once a month. And Barbara, since she started on Shark Tank, and has purchased so many companies or a percentage of them. She really stays really busy. She still has her hand in real estate. She's an investor. And so anyway, we visited when I was up there a couple weeks ago, and that was fun. She's always fun.
Yeah.
Very sharp mind, quick on her feet. And it's like she doesn't have marbles rolling around up there. If you give her information, it goes right to the correct part of her brain, and she can make a decision immediately. So she's something else, and it's my pleasure to know her. So so there's many ways buyers get to us and find us to provide services for them. When we provide services, we enter into a written agreement, and we are going to go over that written agreement so that you kind of know what it is. A lot of people say, well, you represent me, right? Well, do I represent you? We're going to hear the details on that when we come back right after this short break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. I am the broker of Movers Real Estate and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. My license number is 47388, and I am here with Mark Carr, who also will invite you to go to BeckyIvins.com. And did you lose your sound, Mark?
It all of a sudden blasted.
Oh.
Yeah. So
there you go.
I had to adjust it real quick.
Oh, okay. We are talking about how buyers find us, or how sellers can find us too, and then the agreement that we enter into with a buyer. Why do we do an agreement?
Well, this is really important, and it's one of those surprising things, Becky, that I find that some realtors don't do, is have their buyers do a buyer agreement. Because everyone kind of expects when you list your house, you're going to sign an agreement with a realtor to list. But on the buyer side, there is this wonderful, it's a really wonderful document, buyer-broker service agreement, that you have a clear understanding of what the duties and responsibilities of the real estate agent is, and what is the responsibilities of the buyer. Because when you provide services for a buyer, when they're searching for a home, it's a partnership. I mean, you have to come alongside each other, because you're making this, the buyer's making these critical decisions that affects a large part of their life. And it's a clear understanding, and it protects both the real estate agent and the buyer.
So you work with buyers. So how do you represent them?
I don't represent them. This is one of the large misunderstandings that are out there. We are not a state that within the state of Oklahoma, real estate agents do not represent buyers or sellers.
Because of the change in the law of agency.
Right.
There is no longer a law of agency in the real estate code. So an agent has a fiduciary relationship to the client, and the legislature changed that.
When did that change, Becky?
Well, you would ask me that, Mark. I think it was in 2014, maybe 15. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, it's changed several times since I've sold real estate. We have had four major changes. When I first started selling real estate, we were under fiduciary relationship. However, everyone worked for the seller. You were either an agent for the seller, or you were a sub-agent of the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real estate agents, and we used the word agent back then, but they were working for the seller, even if you're taking buyers around, showing them property. Theoretically and the legally, you were working for the seller. Then they changed that. And it changed, I believe it was about 2000. I'd have to look back on dates because it seems like 2000 was yesterday, you know.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
So the we changed to buyer agent, to where we still were agents, had a fiduciary responsibility, and the seller had an agent and the buyer had an agent. But we also had dual agency, where you could work for both. The legislature had a problem with that. That didn't last long, because you really cannot have a fiduciary relationship with two parties in the transaction. It needs to be one or the other. People still use the term dual agency. So, and the agency is the key word there. I mean, we still can provide services for the seller and the buyer. It wouldn't make any sense at all for us to list a property and go out and show buyers if we couldn't sell to buyers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can provide services for both, but those services are, we cannot, like an attorney. They have an agency relationship, and I may not be saying this right because I'm not a member of the Bar Association, but attorneys work for the client and have authority to stand up before the court and speak on behalf of the client.
Right.
They'd say, "No, Your Honor, we do not plead guilty to DUI, but we are guilty of speeding. So we'll take a speeding ticket," right? Or, "No, I didn't kill her on purpose. I just killed her. My client is going to take manslaughter." And if your attorney stands up and says that, it's the same as you saying it.
Right.
And it used to be that way in real estate. But realtors, real estate licensees, do not have the extensive education that an attorney has. So that's pretty scary that you could speak on behalf of a seller or a buyer.
Yeah. And, you know, and Becky, when I'm working with a buyer, I mean, I have other real estate agents who don't seem to understand that concept. Like they ask me, what do you think your buyer would pay? What do you think they would? And that's not mine information to give. That's the decision of the buyer.
Under the old law, though, Mark, you could have spoken for your buyer.
And it would have been...
Well, in real estate, it's binding only.
Right.
If it's only enforceable.
Forcible.
If it's in writing.
Right.
But we used to get into a lot of adverse situations with other realtors because of agency. So the legislature no longer lets us represent. What we do is we have certain duties and responsibilities to the clients.
Right.
And the first of those is we have to treat all parties with honesty. Right?
Yes. I mean, that is just point number one, is that we have a responsibility to be honest in all dealings.
Well, morally and ethically, we would have that responsibility anyway, but now it's legal.
Yeah.
So you cannot provide your seller or your buyer with any information that's not honest.
Right. So like one of the examples, somebody may go, what is an example of that? Well, as a buying agent, I can't turn to my client and go, boy, you better get an offer in today. There are four other offers that they're working right now on this, and you better have an offer in by 5 p.m. today or this is not going to be. So you ramp up the pressure of it by saying something that's false. Now, if you don't know that is. And so what I tell my buyers all the time is my role is to provide factual information to you and the right information to you so that you can make an informed decision, so that you can make the decision that's right for you. And one of the things is just being honest. And some of that, you have to give bad news.
Well, I'm famous for this, by the way, giving bad news. No. The thing is particularly when you go out and list a property, people want to hear that their property needs no repairs, that it needs no updates, that it doesn't need decluttered, and that it's worth 30% more than it's worth in the market. The market value of it is. So I speak the truth every time. But I back that up with data because many times I'm not the only realtor that comes out there.
Yeah.
They have other realtors, competing realtors, and they want to go with the one that's going to say it sells for more money, right? Well, I'm not going to tell you it's going to sell for more money if it's not going to sell for more money, because that is just a tactic to get someone's sign in your yard. And the fact is they might get the sign in the yard of your listing and then go down the street and sell mine because it's priced right. So it's just something to attract calls, but it's not an effort to sell your house. So honesty is the first thing. We sometimes need to say, they'll say, well, where should I go get my money, my loan? Well, we don't recommend, do we?
We do not.
However, I have my personal favorites.
Right.
NMLS number 196895.
Good morning, Dean Riddell. You're one of my favorites.
Good morning, Mark and Becky. How are you all?
We're doing great.
Doing great, Dean.
And why would they choose you over someone else, Dean?
I think it gets down to service, relationship. We've got the same technology as the Quicken Loans of the world, but we've got a face-to-face to deal with. The integrity, the relationship of taking care of someone short term, long term,
and you're going to sit there and
we do
going to sit there and talk to them and find out their whole story so that you don't tell them something untrue. So we're going to
totally agree,
Dean Riddell. Thank you, and we're going to give your information how to contact you right after the break. You guys hang on because we've got a lot more information for you. right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Right before the break, we were talking to Dean Riddell, and I wanted to give you a way to contact him. Go to BeckyIvins.com. That's the way to contact Dean. And you just go to the – I've got a little tab on there that says Favorites, Becky's Favorites, and there's a link to his contact information and how to contact Dean. It's 858-7770 or DeanRiddellHomeLoans.com. And he can take your application on the phone. He can take it online. But he really likes to sit down with you and kind of – that way he can see your facial expressions and get all the information he needs right up front, right?
Yeah, and that's what I just told a buyer yesterday. He said, I'm going to be calling Dean to schedule. And I said, here's what you need to do. Schedule a time – go sit down in his office. It's right around Hefner and Rockwell area, and go sit down face to face, and you will get things done really well. Dean's great at that.
Well, it is time for. It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing with the smallest roof repair or a completely new roof. They will handle every detail of your insurance claim for you to be sure that you get all that's coming to you and that you're made whole after your insurance claim. So call my friend Larry Robbins at 728-3700. Robbins Roofing brings us our word of the day. Our word of the day, you told me what our word of the day was, and I could not hear you, so I've got my own word of the day. So
well, go with your word.
How about representation?
That's great.
Representation. Well, that is the act of speaking or acting on behalf of someone. Do we do that?
We do not.
Do we represent?
No.
We do not represent a buyer. We do not represent a seller. We do not represent a property that we're leasing. We just don't represent.
Right.
So the word representation is out of our vocabulary.
So it's our anti-word of the day.
It is our anti-word of the day. That's funny, Mark. And we're talking about that because most folks, some realtors, use that word a lot. Yeah. Well, you're representing the buyer on this, right? Or, well, but you're representing the seller. Well, I'm providing services for the seller, yes. Or I'm providing services for the buyer.
Yeah.
And there's legally, there's a lot of difference there.
There is. There's a big difference. And sometimes it's semantics, but sometimes it makes a really big difference of how you take care of people.
Well, and how you legally follow the law. That's one thing that we are charged to do. And it actually is number six on the list of six things. However, we must comply with all requirements of the Oklahoma Real Estate License Code and all applicable statutes and rules. Now that we got lots of rules in real estate.
There is a lot of rules.
There's national rules, there's state rules. There's local law, there's our state law,
right.
The National Association of Realtor Code of Ethics.
Right.
We got lots of rules that we have to abide by, and we're required to do that. So the first thing that's on our buyer brokerage service agreement is that we owe honesty and we must exercise reasonable skill and care. Now, I'm going to tell you, in my humble opinion, that's where some realtors fall short. Is exercising reasonable skill and care. How do we do that? Because we do it, but how do we do it?
Yeah, I think this is one of the things that's really important out there. I think for every real estate agent who's listening and every potential home buyer or home seller that's listening is what is the role of the broker within that organization? Because as you look there, this is a buyer-broker service agreement.
Okay. Well, you're taking us a different direction.
But we're talking about the agent.
And the agent
works
that you're
under
talking,
a broker.
But the agent you're talking about is a licensee.
Right.
It okay. So the word agent, even though it's in our vernacular, it has a legal term. And the legal term for agent says fiduciary, which we're not. So we're not representing as an agent. We are providing services as a licensee.
Right.
So, but you sign with the broker. Why do you sign with a broker?
Sign with a broker because, one, that's the law as far as the rules of a agent has to work under a broker. But that is where the main part that I believe the reasonable skill and care come in is how does the office, how does that brokerage require its agents to work? Are they hands-off or do they train?
Well,
do they?
Some of the larger offices have, there's the Real Estate Commission has looked into this and not liked it because there's not enough their supervision. As a broker, you must supervise, provide supervision for the licensees under you. Everyone has to work under a broker's license, right?
Right.
So you have to provide, you're really not required to provide training by law, but you are you must provide supervision.
Right.
That supervision, of course, is taught with training.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to provide reasonable skill and care.
Right.
In our office, how do we provide reasonable skill and care to a buyer? You take a buyer out and you show them six properties in three different neighborhoods. So you show two properties in each of three neighborhoods. So how do you provide reasonable skill for them in helping them because they decide they want to buy one of these, right? So
yes. So what we do is when a buyer comes and says, I really think I like this home. And along the way, what Becky has taught us to do is how to do a comparative market analysis, a CMA, that we say, here's what this house, the market says this house's value is. And we provide that with the right information. And what I tell, you know, buyers over and over again is my responsibility is to provide you the factual information that you need so that you can make the right decision for you.
Right.
You're the decision maker. Uh-huh. I am the one who's just walking beside you, making sure you have the right information. So we look at the different homes that have sold that are similar to that home. We do that market analysis. We provide you with the information.
Well, and we also, when we provide that market analysis to them, and we provide the disclosure statement mm-hmm. to them. Another way to use skill and care is to say, okay, read paragraph 7 of your contract. Read the 13 things written in there mm-hmm. that you can investigate or review. The flood map, the whether it's got termites or not. Have there been sewer backups in the area? So we tell them all the things that they, by contract, are allowed to review.
Right.
And investigate of that certain property, right?
Right. And we also make sure they understand the time. There's a time frame that you have on investigations in which you can, during that time frame, if you investigate and find something that is not appropriate for you moving forward, you can return your earnest money. But outside of that time frame, you give up your earnest money. And so understanding that what is expected of the investigations and what is expected of the time frame is really important.
Right. Well, that's only one of six things that
right.
we're required. And we went over number six, which is we have to abide by the law, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Number two is that we have to receive all written offers and counteroffers. And we have to reduce those offers and counter offers to a written form upon the request of any party. When I list a property, I tell my sellers, say, hey, we're listing this for $210,000. If someone wants to make a $150,000 offer and they ask that I make that offer, I'm required to put that in writing.
Right.
Now, I also will come back to you and we will negotiate that. They have interest, so we negotiate. But we don't have to succumb to a less than market value on the property. And then I have to present timely all written offers and counteroffers. You have to present those when they come in. You can't wait 3 days to present an offer.
Right. And it's the same thing working with buyers, because we put in an offer and then a seller will counteroffer. We have to present those in a timely manner. We have to present those and then make the decision of, do you accept that counteroffer? Do you counter back?
Well, and like when you someone says they want to make an offer on a property, you have to make the offer then. If they want it made right then, you
right.
need to make it right then.
Right.
You don't want to wait 2 or 3 days later. It could be sold to another buyer.
Yeah.
So timely present all offers and counter offers. The third thing is timely account for all money and property received by the broker. Now, property received by the broker, if someone sends you a survey of the property and it shows that a pipeline's running on the property,
mm-hmm.
you have to get that to your buyer right away. You cannot just lackadaisically, at the day of closing, send that to them.
Right.
So that's property. And then money, you have to account for earnest money. You have to be sure it gets deposited in the right amount of time to the right place that the contract says. Contract says exactly where the earnest money is going to be deposited.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and this is what, you know, in all real estate transactions, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. A lot of things that are required by law to happen behind the scenes of taking care of the earnest money, of making sure things stay on track timing-wise. Making sure the right information gets to the right people at the right time.
Folks, we've still got more, and probably one of the most controversial things that we are responsible for is coming up right after this break. Stay tuned. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. And if you will call us and try to stump Mark with a question. How's that, Mark?
Wow, put me on the spot.
Mark
sure,
Carr,
let's go for it.
Okay. Call us. I'm going to give you a free margarita. How's that when you call in?
I get to drink a margarita when you call. Please call.
Okay, please call. Mark wants to drink his margarita.
Yeah.
It is 840-1000. And Michael, just go ahead and take the name and number on those folks that call, and we are going to go on with the two remaining brokerage services, our duties when we provide brokerage service. The first one's confidentiality. Everybody ask, well, tell me about the people that live here,
right.
or why are they selling? Why would you care? I mean, part of that is just our Oklahoma connection with
right.
people, right?
Yeah, we're curious.
Yeah, you're just kind of curious. Well,
yeah.
why are they selling? This is a great house. Why are they selling?
Yeah.
Well, and then others ask that question because they are curious because they want to identify their negotiation power.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a divorce, if it's a job transfer, if something must happen in a certain period of time, what they're asking for is how negotiable are these folks?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're wondering how much can I get off the price, or how much do I need to go over the price, or
right.
whatever the.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so confidentiality, we are required to keep information of the seller and the buyer confidential. We cannot, if you know something about a buyer, that maybe they've got a special needs kid that just has to get into this one elementary school, and it's the only house for sale in there. You can't tell them that. You can't tell the seller that or the seller's realtor that. You have to keep that information confidential unless you're giving given specific permission to disclose something. Things have to remain confidential, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And because as a buyer agent, my responsibility is to provide services for my buyer. And that information, if it is hurtful to their negotiation, is something that I can't say, even if it's not hurtful.
Right.
It's still something I cannot say.
Motivating factors, you cannot.
Yeah.
And whether or not your buyer's willing to pay more, you can't tell that to the seller.
Yeah.
Some realtors do. I get them to, sometimes they'll go, well, now this is just a starting point. We'll be looking for your counteroffer. And I'll be going, did your buyer really tell you to tell me that?
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm happy to have that information, but I'm not going to ask you for it because it's not legal for you to give it to me. The last thing is that if there is something, a disclosable item that the seller must disclose according to law that you have actual knowledge of, as a licensee, you must disclose it. We have a special form for that.
Yes.
Licensee disclosure form. Yep. Mark, thank you for coming with
thank
me
you,
today.
Becky.
I'm going to start bringing Mark with me occasionally to be on the radio, so you guys stay tuned. We will see you here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.